What about aromatase inhibitors? Here's the problem. We have very little data on aromatase inhibitors. But what do we have? Well, we have three separate neoadjuvant trials, and there's a fourth that comes from Mike Dixon's group in Edinburgh that shows a very similar thing. And that is, when you look at the response to an aromatase inhibitor, whether it be letrozole or anastrozole, the responses are really quite good in HER2-positive patients. In all three of these trials, small numbers in each one, but when you start adding up the numbers in each individual trial, you seem to get the impression, at least, that HER2 positivity does not adversely impact response to aromatase inhibitors like it does to tamoxifen. So this is all the clinical data we have. Now, this is short-term response. It tells us nothing about duration of response or treatment with adjuvant therapy. How long are these aromatase inhibitors going to work in this situation? But this is the data we have. What about the ATAC trial, looking at aromatase inhibitors? Well, this is the study that all of us know about. And when you actually look at the anastrozole-treated patients, there's 1% more patients who have not recurred after 48 months, 1%, in the PR-negative group compared to the PR-positive group, contrasting with data that I think is consistent with what all the other studies on tamoxifen, that when you get treated with tamoxifen, there's twice as many recurrences. This was not a surprise to me that tamoxifen would be less. What was a surprise, because we didn't have any idea, was whether PR negativity wouldn't predict adversely for response to the aromatase inhibitor. That was a surprise, or at least it was new data that we didn't have any prior data. Now, what about the Big 98 trial? Big 98 trial, remember, was 25 months of data, 25 months. It does not show any difference for PR, even for tamoxifen. And I don't know whether this is because it's too short of a time, we're just not seeing it yet, or whether the assay, now this assays were done in a central lab, but that doesn't mean that the tumors were fixed correctly. Remember, these patients, in contrast to the ATAC trial, where 2/3 of the patients came from the U.S. or the U.K., the majority of these patients came from other countries, where they sometimes use unusual things to fix the tumor. I don't want to be quoted as saying that I think that the receptors are wrong because they did something wrong in these studies, but I think we need to have a longer follow-up of this trial. It's only 25 months, and I think we need to consider the possibility that for whatever reason, the receptors are maybe not as good as they are in the ATAC trial. What do the sequential studies tell us? That is, tamoxifen followed by an aromatase inhibitor and then looking at the initial receptors to see whether you get benefit from the aromatase inhibitor. They don't tell us anything because we already know that by the time you get to the aromatase inhibitor, many of the tumors that were originally PR positive are now PR negative if they haven't been eradicated. That's what we published back in 1984. And so 50% of patients will have converted from PR positive during the tamoxifen treatment. And so we don't know what the receptor status is at the time of the switch. So I think those studies are irrelevant to the question of what ER and PR tell us. The data from the MA17 trial after the switch to an aromatase inhibitor showing this decreasing hazard ratio over time, which I find very interesting and suggests that the benefit to the aromatase inhibitors tends to get better and better and better over this period of time when over half of the recurrences are happening. Why is this? And is this going to be seen in some of the other studies? I find it very interesting that this pattern was observed. So we don't know the answer to which of these strategies is best. It could be that over the long term, the switching strategy would be best. The data on receptors, I believe, that is PR and HER2, are relatively solid for tamoxifen. Data are much less solid for the aromatase inhibitors. The data on the overall benefit of AIs are short-term. There's no survival benefit so far, and toxicity issue has been discussed. Yes, they seem to be pretty well tolerated, but we don't know everything about them, in my opinion. Some clinical and preclinical data suggest that AIs work better than TAM in ER-positive or PR-negative patients. I think it's reasonable to consider these markers now in the clinic to make some treatment decisions.